Imagine a promising young leader, top of their class, glowing references, and a 3-month development plan. Then imagine a day when a line outage hits, decisions must be made in minutes, and that promising leader freezes, defers to an old rule that no longer applies, and the escalation doubles. The certificate stays on the wall. The outcome doesn't. I want us to start there, with the gap between credential and judgment. This episode explores how to design rotations that actually transfer judgment, not just experience.
That vignette nails the problem. Good intentions, neat slides, lots of classroom hours, and then real systems require trade-offs. Principles only matter if they change behavior. Today, we're going deeper. What makes a rotation educational and operationally safe, and what governance stops a rotation from becoming cheap labor?
Welcome back to the Excellence Imperative, Servant Leadership, Operational Excellence, and the Principles That Endure. Excellence is not an outcome, it's a way of leading. I'm James Whitmore.
And I'm Mark Ellison. Today, Apprentice the Leader, How to Build Rotations That Teach Judgment, Humility, and Operational Ownership Without Sacrificing Day-to-Day Performance.
Quick framing, simulated training has its place, but when it comes to teaching judgment, making trade-offs under real constraints, nothing beats practice inside the work. The problem is doing that without breaking things or exploiting people. We'll unpack archetypes, scripts, and a 30-day pilot you can run next month.
Before we bring our guests in, let's run an execution reality check. 4 failure modes we see again and again. Rotations that are checkbox exercises, mentors who are overloaded, unclear success criteria, and poor coverage planning that hurts the frontline. Those are the things that turn apprenticeship into a liability.
We launched a rotation where our apprentices ended up answering customer calls while their mentors handled the hard decisions. It looked like learning on the surface, but people were just doing more work. Escalation spiked, morale dipped. We had to stop and ask, who's learning judgment and who's being used as extra capacity?
That's where measurement and design matter. If you only count tasks completed, you miss whether judgment improved. We think in terms of capability transfer, incidents where apprentices made independent, defensible trade-offs, mentor observations of reasoning, and escalation frequency. Those 3 are simple but powerful.
Good. And that aligns to servant leadership. Your role as a leader is to remove barriers, not become one. If mentors are overloaded, they can't steward learning. If success criteria are fuzzy, the rotation becomes theater. Let's introduce who's with us today, because you each bring practical fixes.
Aisha, tell us briefly about your rotation that cut escalations in half after a redesign. What was the simplest change that moved the needle?
We moved from a do-stuff model to a stewarded practice model. Instead of throwing people into shifts, we created role-light cover plans, gave mentors protected time for daily debriefs, and used stop rules. If a critical KPI trended bad, the mentor could pause the rotation immediately and take back responsibility. That stop rule protected customers and reset expectations fast.
And from the talent side, we layered measurement on top. We ask mentors to complete a 5-item observation each week: decision rationale, use of principle, risk assessment, escalation judgment, and next step coaching. Those observations correlated to reduced escalations and improved independent decisions by apprentices.
Let's pivot into the rotation archetypes, the meat of this episode. We highlighted 3: problem rotation, role swap, and embedded mentorship. Mark, want to walk problem rotation first?
Problem rotation is time-boxed immersion into a specific problem area, say persistent quality defects or delivery backlog. The apprentice owns root cause work under mentor stewardship. Use this when you need concentrated exposure to decision framing and trade-offs. Success looks like a documented decision path and measurable reduction in the problem area.
We used a problem rotation for our missed shipments, The apprentice led the cross-functional huddle for 2 weeks, with the mentor in the room for the first 3 daily stand-ups, then observing remotely. Crucial detail, we required the apprentice to present 3 options and the trade-offs they weighed. That forced judgment out of guesswork.
Role swap is the next archetype. Swap the apprentice into an existing role for a limited stretch. This is where systems thinking blooms. They see the upstream and downstream impacts, but swap only with coverage plans and stop rules. Measure their decisions against the mentor baseline and track incident remediation time.
And embedded mentorship, the slow burner. The mentor stays in role, but pairs daily with the apprentice on real work. This is ideal for leadership behaviors, coaching conversations, values in action, and incremental responsibility. It's lower risk and high fidelity if you protect mentor time.
Let's get granular. Mechanics and scripts. Start with onboarding that sets stewarding language. The mentor says, "I will support your decisions, and I will step in if risk crosses this threshold." That's a simple sentence, but it sets psychological safety and clarity.
We scripted handoff language for hard moments. A mentor might say, "I hear your plan and the trade-offs you considered. Here's where I'm worried about impact X. I'm going to temporarily take lead on this instance, then we'll debrief so you can adapt that decision logic." It says, "I trust you, I own the outcome in this moment, and we'll make learning explicit afterwards."
Also, formalize stop rules. Example, if customer wait time increases by 20% in a 24-hour window or safety incidents occur, mentors pause the rotation. The stop rule protects both the customer and the learning environment, because without it, you'd never get to measure real judgment, only firefighting.
We promised scripts, so here's a steward script for a mentor debrief. Walk me through the choices you weighed. What surprised you? If you had to do it again today, what would you change? Quiet, probing, and focused on reasoning, not on being right or wrong.
Now, the case study, a pilot that failed and how they fixed it. Aisha, walk us through the failure and the redesign.
Our first pilot was optimistic. 2 apprentices nested in operations for 8 weeks. We didn't protect mentor time, so mentors kept stepping out to cover gaps. Apprentices did tasks, not decisions. Escalations rose. The fix was brutal but simple. Shorten to 30 days, create coverage rosters, assign daily 20-minute steward checkpoints, and require a weekly mentor observation form. That focused learning and made the pilot stoppable.
We added 3 metrics to judge whether capability moved: number of independent decision incidents, where apprentices made and justified a decision, escalation frequency for that unit, and mentor-rated decision quality on a 1-to-5 rubric. Within the redesigned pilot, decision incidents rose while escalations fell, the leading sign of judgment transfer.
That leads to our leadership tension moment: short-term productivity versus long-term capability. Mark, you and I have seen leaders panic and pull apprentices back because the numbers look worse temporarily. How do you decide?
Leaders must ask 2 questions. Is the short-term hit predictable and acceptable? And are there stop rules and coverage to protect customers? If the hit is unpredictable or harmful, pause. If it's a small, time-box dip tracked by clear metrics, you tolerate it because capability compounds. Clarity beats charisma every time.
Some dips are unavoidable, but if your team thinks they're being sacrificed for development, you lose trust. The leader's job is to design the pilot so people feel supported, not used. That means visible stewarding, compensation for extra load, and quick wins that show the apprentice's value.
And governance matters. Sponsor the pilot at senior level, require weekly rhythm reviews, and keep a clear escalation path back to business as usual. Apprenticeship isn't an HR nicety, it's system change and requires executive attention.
Okay, practical reality check. Here's a 30-day pilot plan you can run next month. Day 0 to 3, onboarding, role expectations, steward agreements, and coverage plan. Days 4 to 24, active rotation with daily 20-minute steward checkpoints and 3 mentor observations per week. Days 25 to 28, consolidation,
Apprentices document decisions and present lessons. Day 29, leader review, using our three metrics. Day 30, decide. Scale, iterate, or pause.
And the three quick metrics to monitor during those 30 days: independent decision incidence, escalation frequency, and mentor-rated decision quality. Track them daily, but review weekly. If judgment improves and escalations don't spike, you're on the right path.
If you're running the pilot, set two steward checkpoints every day, one at shift start, what risks are you taking today, and one at mid-shift, what did you learn and what will you adjust? Those make coaching visible and habitual.
Decision, X. Context, Y. Options considered, A, B, C. Choice made, B. Rationale, trade-off between speed and accuracy. Coach note, probe risk assessment next.
Leadership reflection for our listeners. Where in your organization are you expecting judgment to show up without giving people the conditions to develop it? Pause. Name one role or process you will pilot an apprenticeship in the next 90 days.
Before we close, two quick cautions. One, don't let rotations become unpaid labor. Align capacity and compensation. Two, don't let measurement be vanity metrics. Focus on judgment indicators, not just tasks completed.
If I had one final tip, model humility. Apprentices learn how we treat mistakes. If mentors respond with curiosity and clear next steps, you build a culture where people risk learning. If mentors blame, you build silence.
And tie every rotation to a business question. Apprenticeships should answer, can this person make durable decisions that improve outcomes? If you can answer that with data and observation, you've succeeded.
Thank you, Aisha and Daniel. Tangible models, scripts, and a pilot plan that leaders can take back to their teams. Principles don't expire. Practices do. So test your way forward with stewardship and clear stop rules.
If you want one takeaway, design for judgment transfer, not just task exposure. Execution is where strategy succeeds or fails. Make sure your rotations are designed to execute learning.
Final reflection. How will you apprentice the leader next month? What will you protect so people can learn without being sacrificed? Hold that question as you step back into your calendar.
This has been the Excellence Imperative. Excellence is not an outcome, it's a way of leading. Principles don't expire, leadership behaviors do. If this episode sparked an idea, try the 30-day pilot and tell us what changed.
Subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes, where we translate principle into practice. Share this with a colleague who needs a practical script to start developing leaders on the job.